once was blind, I could not see. Chains of sin had shackled me, but God in heaven heard my plea. Jesus, Jesus, rescued me. Jesus, Jesus, rescued me. And I will sing forever of your love. Come down with my hands to heaven, shout your praises loud. I was lost in darkness when you pulled me out. I will sing forever of your love. Come down. Now grace so sweet, it floods my soul, and hope eternal won't let go. My dead erased at Calvary. Jesus, Jesus, rescued me. Jesus, Jesus, rescued me. And I will sing forever of your love. Come down with my hands to heaven, shout your praise. Pull me out. I will sing forever of your love. Come down. I will sing forever of your love. Come down. Well, there's a home beyond the sky. A song we'll sing for all. The grave is empty, I am free. Jesus, Jesus, rescued me. Jesus, Jesus, rescued me. And I will sing forever of your love. Come down with my hands to heaven, shout your praises loud. I was lost in darkness when you pulled me out. I will sing forever of your love. Come down. I will sing forever of your love. Come down.
Good morning, everybody. You may have a seat. We'll have our announcements.
Good morning, Thea. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Roland. Nice to see everybody here today. These are the announcements for October the 2nd. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box in the middle in the back there that you can put your tithes and offerings in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school is for ages 4 years old to grade 5, and nursery is from infant to 3 years old. More teachers are needed for the Sunday school, so please sign up on the schedule at the Welcome Center. Youth group is on Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. at the church. And this next Tuesday, October the 4th, men's group is starting with the Right Now Media and its series called A Man and His Marriage. It is being hosted at the church at 7 p.m. We will be having a child dedication as part of our service on Sunday, October the 23rd. And if you're interested, please contact the church office. Some of you may have heard that Karen Fury had passed away last week. Her funeral is going to be next Friday, October the 7th. At 3 p.m. here at the church. Thank you.
If you'd like to stand, we'll carry on with music. Worship happens all the time. Every minute you're breathing, you're worshiping something. Just keep that in mind. But today, when we gather, we're going to worship with some singing and dancing. Maybe. Also, a quick pitch for Sunday school. It's really fun. Just sign up and try it. You've never tried it before. It's always a good time with the kids.
Wow.
We will worship the Lamb of glory. We will worship the King of kings. We will worship the Lamb of glory. We will worship the King. Worship the Lamb of glory. We will worship the King of kings. We will worship the Lamb of glory. We will worship the King. And with our hands lifted high, we will worship and sing. With our hands lifted high, we come before you rejoicing. With our hands lifted high, I will just tell them we're loving the King. Oh, 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 we'll just tell them we're loving the King. We bless the name of the Lamb of glory. We bless the name of the King of kings. We bless the name of the Lamb of glory. We bless the name of the King, and with our hands lifted high, we will worship and sing. With our hands lifted high, we come before you rejoicing. With our hands lifted high to the sky, and the world wonders why. We'll just tell them we're loving our King. Oh, 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 we'll just tell them we're loving our King. And with our hands lifted,
I heard not too long ago that the neighbors can hear us. It's true.
We have heard the thunder. We have seen the storm. Echoes of your kingdom come and rumors of our hope. One day we will stand before you, Lord. Our altogether beautiful reward. And we will give you glory, bring you honor, King above all kings. You deserve our everything. Darkness, though now we see in part. Right now we're warmed by the burning flames of the fire in our hearts. You promised you will lead us to your throne, where we will worship you and you alone. And we will give all kings. You deserve our everything. We will lift our voices with your praises. Jesus, you are our King. We will give you glory. We will give you glory. Glory, we will give you glory. will give you glory. We will give you glory. We will give you glory. We will give you glory. Thank you.
Before you sit down, go ahead and greet each other. Kids, you're now dismissed.
Good morning. I think we said to our, if any kids are left that want to go to Sunday school, they can. Some good news this last week. Some of you know Sean and Chantel. They had a baby boy yesterday, and the mom and the baby are both healthy. So we're very thankful for that. We'll probably have more information in our Tuesday mail out. This morning, we're going to use Psalm 86 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, hear the words of David in Psalm 86, 8 to 10. No pagan God is like you, O Lord. None can do what you do. All the nations you made will come and bow before you. They'll praise your holy name, for you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. Come express your devotion and love for our amazing and wonderful God that we serve. Confession, we hear the words in verse 11. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart, so may I honor you. Are we spending time reading the Bible and having these living words transform the way we live? Let us confess our failures to pursue his truth with all of ourselves. O Lord, grant us purity of heart. Thanksgiving, our hearts overflow with the words in verse 12 and 13. With all of my heart, I'll praise you, O Lord my God. I'll give you glory to your name forever, for your love for me is very great. You've rescued me from the depths of death. We're children drenched in the love of God. How has his love marked your life this week? In Thanksgiving, let us bring these incidences before our good and great God. Thank you, God, for the beauty of your creation. Listen to David's confidence in God's readiness to answer our prayers in verse 5 to 7. O Lord, you're so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. Listen closely to my prayer, Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I'll call to you whenever I'm in trouble. And you will answer me. Are you in trouble today? Is there an urgency in your request for help? Perhaps this urgency is on behalf of someone else. God is closely listening, ready to answer. We can bring our requests before him. Pray for Cynthia and Jill, for Tammy's family, for Matthew and Trina, for Will and Martha's family, for Ray and Rowena, for Gloria and Jerry, for Brian and Rita, for Kaylin, Remy, Rita, for Connie and Jim, for Marcia, Neville, Michelle, some of the places around the world, Solomon Islands, South Africa, Zambia, Thailand, Iran, Afghanistan, for the United States and for Canada, that you'd bring healing to our land. And then, God, we think of all the unspoken requests that we have, things that we're not sure even what to do with at times. We pray that you would come and meet us with your grace. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Reading from the word of the Lord, Jeremiah 17, 5 to 10. This is what the Lord says. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength and turn their hearts away from the Lord. They are like stunted shrubs in the desert with no hope for the future. They will live in the barren wilderness in an uninhabited, salty land. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank, with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green, and they never stop producing fruit. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve.
My soul, there's nothing else I want more. Shine your light, show your face in my life, Lord, have your way. Thank you. took the cross, you took my shame, restored my life, now I live to worship you. Search my heart, search my soul, there's nothing else, I want more.
Shine your light.
Shine your light, show your face in my life, Lord, have your way. So with all